You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness and health entrepreneurs come to learn how to make more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. If you'd like to build your ideal business, listen in to this episode. And if you'd like to work with me to do it faster, you can email me at pat@patrigsby.com. A long time ago, email marketing was explained to me using the analogy of a bank account. When you deliver great content and connect, you're making a deposit. When you try to sell, you're making a withdrawal. Now, I've adapted this analogy to the relationship marketing that I talk about all so often, mainly because I found it to be pretty much 100% true. And you know what? It's simple. It's easy to understand. We see people pound our inbox with sales messages. Maybe it's a mix of hard sell and soft sell. Maybe it's entirely sale, sale, sale. Everything's 25% off with no soft sell mixed in. Now, do you have a relationship with those types of businesses? Sure, you may buy something if it's cheap enough or if it fills a big enough need, but do you know, like, and trust them? Compare that with the business that gives and gives and gives and then makes an offer. Does that business have your trust? Are you more likely to buy, even if you're not sure that you have a huge need or if the price isn't drastically discounted? If you're like most people, the answer is yes. Now, if you want to kill your brand, one of the fastest ways to do it is to screw up the ratio of adding value to extracting value. If you're selling via email, are you sending awesome content and connecting with people via email too? You should be. I feel this is one of the most important things I do. But before you think I'm going to sit back and just pat myself on the back about it, hear me out. See, I've long believed that I share enough value for free that somebody could build a tremendously successful business if they just applied it. That's my adding value. It's me making deposits. And it's probably why I've had a bit of success when it comes to getting fitness professionals to work with me. But I see businesses every day falling into this trap of making too many withdrawals without making enough deposits. So if that's you, fix it. Start giving some of your best stuff away and do it more often than you think you should. It may seem counterintuitive, but here's what I've found to always be true in my own business. If the free stuff is really, really good, they'll have no problem paying for your products, your services, and your programs if it's a fit, because they know they can trust that you're gonna deliver. They already know, like, and trust your approach. And if the free stuff's good, the paid stuff's gonna be awesome. That approach will build your relationships, build your brand, and grow your business. Thanks for listening, and I've got a special gift for you. I'm giving away copies of my two best-selling books, The Fitness Entrepreneur's Handbook and The Ideal Business Formula. To get your copies, head over to patrigsby.com/gift.